Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, we're going to be talking to the good folks from Schola Cantorum about medieval music, and we're going to be talking to folks from Wise Fool New Mexico, which is a circus group of sorts. Right now, I'd like to welcome from Teatro Paraguas, Jojo Sena de Tarnoff, Rosalia Triana, and Juanita Sena Shannon. They are all in a play called We Are Hispanic American Women, OK? Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
Hi. Good to have you all. So this play was written by a student, Patricia Crespin, when she was an undergraduate at Highlands. Mm-hmm. And it is about, what, the lives of the women in an extended family, of which you are all part.
Yes. It's set in Ramona's kitchen. I play Ramona. I'm Juanita. And Ramona's got two daughters, Antonia and Marisa, who are here with us today. She lives with her mother, who is called Nanita, and she gets to argue with her. She's a tequila-guzzling, foul-mouthed 93-year-old woman.
Played by a very woman in her 30s.
Yeah, she's great. And the granddaughter is in the piece, too, the fifth woman. She's 15 years old, and she's the gold of the grandma's eyes, of Ramona's eyes.
Of course, yes. So it's four generations of women in this one family.
And there's some themes that come up, like how do you deal with the 15-year-old girl's sexuality?
Aye.
And a little bit of hypocrisy that goes along with that, because
right.
The mother wants to control it, but the mother was meeting her daughter's father when she was 15.
Which would be me.
That would be you.
Marisa, which is the oldest daughter. And, I'm also having an affair with a gringo.
Culturally.
Heaven forfend.
Yeah. Culturally, one of the themes is keeping secrets.
Right.
It's a big issue in the family, not talking about things, keeping secrets, keeping things hidden. And this is just another layer of the secrets and the hiddenness. A lot of the secrets we keep are from ourselves.
Interesting. Now, the two of you play sisters who don't like each other very much.
Not very much.
We love each other.
We love each other, but we don't like each other.
You never guess it from the way we behave, yes.
So it's interesting. I was thinking about what are the elements of this that are specifically Hispanic culture, and what are the elements that are really kind of universal themes, like kids dealing with their sexuality. That's
right.
Bulgarian, Chinese, Hispanic, anything.
Mm-hmm. Anybody who comes from a family will relate to all of this, really, yes.
Right.
Any family, anywhere, anytime. But there are very specific Hispano themes. As I said, the keeping secrets, for one thing, which means you're avoiding working out problems. You're just continuing the same relationships over and over again. And you see it with the mother and the nanita and passing on down to the daughter,
right,
and the granddaughter.
Everybody walks out in the situation because they don't want to talk about it. The playwright writes like we sound.
Yes.
As the grandma, I get to ask my granddaughter if she wants a sandwich, Hita. Are you hungry for a sandwich? I can make it out of spam and green chili and tortilla. She writes like we sound.
So,
and that is a treat for me to play, I've got to tell you.
Did you grow up in Santa Fe?
I did. Born and raised.
And so that's interesting, because as I was listening to it, I was wondering exactly that. The dialogue comes naturally to your speaking.
It does and it doesn't, because we came from a generation, my mother and dad, my mother specifically, didn't speak English when she went to school. And she went to Loreto with nuns, and she had to work real, real hard to not be in trouble for not speaking English. She only spoke Spanish. By the time our generation was born, many of our parents didn't want any Spanish in the house,
mm-hmm.
so that we didn't go through the same experiences that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So yes and no. Yes and no. And I had nuns, too, who didn't like my saying share instead of sit in the chair. So mm-hmm. Yes and no. It's a generational problem here
in
Santa Fe.
I also grew up in Santa Fe, and my dad constantly would say, Jojo, go make me a sandwich. Not sandwich, but sandwich. So we're used to this slang type of...
Also, the Spanglish part of it,
uh-huh.
we speak in English and Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Nobody who comes, whether they're Spanish speaker or not, is not going to understand us.
Right. Oh, right.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
It's a familiar sound, no matter what language it is.
Right.
There is a kind of... cultural loss. I mean, the people who were punished in school for not speaking English, and then when they became parents, they didn't teach their children Spanish, and then next thing you know, the next generation is trying to find its roots and learn Spanish, and they're speaking with a gringo accent.
Absolutely.
Two out of three of us here. They're raising their hands.
Yes. Well, it's true. You know, I've been with Teatro Paraguas now for a couple of years, and before that, I wasn't really thinking about my culture, my España and all that. But finally, when I got into teatro, I'm thinking, what am I doing here? This is me. This is what I really am. So that's why I really love being with Teatro Paraguas performances. It gives me the opportunity to find myself again, who I really am here.
What is the mission of Teatro Paraguas?
To do appropriate theater for the community and to reach out to a community that doesn't necessarily go to Santa Fe stages in the olden days. Or I found myself one of three people in an audience once there who were local, localizing from here. To reach out to that community, to tell stories, our stories. I mean, this is something, I'm from here, we've worked together, all of us have known each other for, over 30 years. Mm-hmm. I went off to New York for a long time, and I came back and
got... To do theater?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did theater and film, a lot of theater and film, and that's where I discovered Latino theater, and we should talk about those words later. But I came back and got a master's in Teatro Chicano, because our stories need to be told, and they are little bits here and there, but they're great stories. They're funny. They're moving. They're real. They appeal to a wide audience. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, it's interesting, there's a lot of Latino American or Hispanic American, as the play is called, comedians in the world, and a lot of those stories are told through comedy.
Yeah, it's a safer outlet, but mm-hmm. it's also a very real outlet. Anytime you get cultures, in fact, there's a group called Culture Clash, cultures clashing, comedy is the place to tell those stories. So let's talk about Latino, Hispano, Hispanic.
Wait, so you're making a face.
Yeah, she makes faces.
She's sticking her tongue out at the word Hispanic. I was reading about the term because some people like it, some people don't, but it was one of the people in favor of it was a New Mexico congressman. It came into the census in 1970 under Nixon. It was a way to describe people of Spanish-speaking origin in one way or another to distinguish them from other, I don't know what, races or self-identification, I guess you would mm-hmm. say. But you don't like it.
Well, it was the first word that allowed us to identify. That's true. So my grandmother says we're Spanish. My mother says we're Hispanic. I personally identify with Chicana. But
And then there's probably some Latinas in the house.
Right. Well, and when I was in New York, I was Latina.
Right.
So, because that's what you have to be there. But they're all catch-all words, and so it sort of smooshes all the cultures together into like a governmental box that fits.
Right.
And Hispanic is just such an Anglo word.
So what's in the title? We are Hispanic American women. Okay.
What's the okay?
I was supposed to say it's not okay.
Well,
it's attitude.
It's in agreement,
right?
I think.
Right, and it's an attitude. It's a power statement,
right?
You know,
and also Nanita talks about how strong Chicanas are.
Yeah,
it's also this is also part of the story of Ramona's husband dying, Carlos, the grandpa of the family.
Right, right, right.
And the support that they, even though they're fighting, and the anxiety that comes along with that kind of situation, and the family's fighting, and there's resentment, and somebody thinks they're doing more than somebody else to help. Mm-hmm. The boys do nothing, and there's a problem with the brothers.
There's a problem with the boys. Gee, I've never heard that sentiment.
And the women stick together and are going to get through this and get everybody through it. And that's not necessarily Latina, but it's part of the story.
But that's family. Mm-hmm.
So
family
saying
dynamics.
To right. each other, "Hey, we're Hispanic American women, okay?
Right.
We're going to be all right."
Right. That whole thing of Mijo syndrome, they call it, that the boys are perfect and don't have to, you know, do anything to earn their parents' love, especially their mommy's love. But the girls have to work and work, and that does come up in the story. It's part of the story. And it's true in other cultures, but it's very true in the Latino cultures.
Right, right.
The boys are gold.
So the play is called We Are Hispanic American Women, Okay, and it opens on Friday, this Friday, the 27th of February, mm-hmm. at El Museo Cultural in Santa Fe. And it runs Thursdays through Saturdays after that at 8 o'clock in the evening, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sundays at 2 o'clock, and it's through the 15th of March.
Yes.
So lots of performances, and the March 1st benefit, March 1st Sunday performance is a benefit for Elena Avila, who's an actor, poet, and curandera, who was actually on the show years ago, but I guess she's going through an illness.
Yes, she's very ill right now, and it's actually affecting her living situation. And she has done so much healing work with so many people in the community, and I say the community meaning Albuquerque, Española, everywhere. She's been a very important person. She was a nurse, and then she studied with a shaman and became a curandera, and she's just amazing, you know. But she is suffering with a illness right now and a bad financial situation. So we were glad to be able to offer, you know, one performance as a benefit for her.
And she will be there.
Yes,
at that
she will. Yeah,
and that's this coming Sunday.
Yes, yes.
Well, Jojo Sena de Tarnoff, Rosalia Triana, Juanita Sena Shannon are all actors in We Are Hispanic Women OK. And for more information, people can go to teatroparaguas.org, or they can also call 473-0143. Thank you, ladies, for being with us.
Gracias.
Thank you,
Mary
Charlotte. Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. We will be listening to medieval music in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.